Okay, our friends. So we have been reading about farms and farm animals. And, you know, there's something that we should have probably mentioned that also lives on farms. And that is the people. Do you know there are farmers? People who live on the farms. It's true because they have to keep them, right? Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's true. And you know, something else worth mentioning is that every continent on our planet has farms on it, except for one. What is the one continent that does not have farms?
Fun fact, Antarctica doesn't have farms.
Fun fact, Antarctica does not have farms. You are correct.
Also, I think some icebergs in North America don't have farms.
Well, those are icebergs, not countries. But
so, some people can live on them.
God, I wouldn't.
Hi, I have a house on the iceberg. Oh no, the Titanic hit my house. Why would you?
Would you want to live on an iceberg? It'd be very chilly. And you'd be floating around all over the place.
All of a sudden I might just crash into Alaska.
Dear me.
And then I might crash into Oregon.
Oh dear.
Or maybe even Washington where I live.
Yeah.
Or maybe I could just
float along.
Maybe I floated all the way to the boot.
Yeah. You mean Italy?
Maybe I found... Yeah.
That's maybe, amazing.
Maybe I might have found some of those Garfield phones that crashed out of the ship.
Yeah, maybe.
Or some of those rubber duckies.
Possibly. There's been lots of things spilled into our ocean, but let's not worry about that right now. Let's get back on... Boy, we need to get back on focus. So today we're talking about a farmer who lives in a very faraway place from where we live. He lives in a country called Cameroon.
Wait, have we introduced ourselves?
We haven't yet because we haven't even told him what story we're reading. We gotta stay on focus. Today's story is called I Am Farmer, Growing an Environmental Movement in Cameroon. This story was written by Baptiste and Miranda Paul. The illustrations are by Elizabeth Zunan. If you can get your hands on this book, you will be very happy because it is rich. You will be a happy farmer. It is rich with all kinds of beautiful images, and the story is beautiful. Now, when we first open the book, we can see some pictures that were taken, photos that were taken in January of 2017, that gives us an idea of what we're going to be reading.
I was born a year before then.
Uh-huh. You were.
I was one at that time.
You were. So let's take a look at this story and read through it, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
That's right. So when we open the book, we see this is northwestern Cameroon. It is green. It is wet. Alive. The rainy season has begun. Did you know that some parts of our world have seasons where it rains?
Yeah.
Yeah. A young boy arrives at his grandmother's farm. His feet squish between rows of cabbage and beans. His small hands plunge into the dirt.
Oh, tanto!
His father laughs. His grandmother laughs, too. They do not stop him. They understand his joy. Tanto rummages through grandmother's market basket. A sharp smell fills the air. Onions. He wonders if he can grow them by himself. He sneaks them under a banana tree. They have banana trees that grow in Cameroon. And let's see if onions will grow too. Let's see. Each day, he checks on his secret garden. The greens have shriveled a bit more, and eventually the bulbs dry up.
Why won't they grow, Makfu?
He asks his grandmother. Makfu, which is grandmother. This language that he's speaking is Limbum. And in Cameroon, some people speak Limbum, but some do not. It says... It says in the back of the book that people in Cameroon speak more than 250 different languages.
They need sunlight and earth, she says, and most importantly,
water.
She explains that nature has its own way of working.
The shriveled up onion kind of creepy.
You can't put an onion in the ground and not give it water and make sure that it has sun and soft soil. Tanto wants to learn more. He wants to learn everything.
Boy, do you know what that feels like, wanting to learn everything?
And when he begins school, Tanto drinks up facts and figures faster than his teachers can pour them onto the chalkboard. His hand shoots up like a cornstalk. The teachers frowned.
Too many questions.
And the students giggle. What's so interesting about plants and dirt and weather? As a teenager, Tanto is still fascinated by nature. Tanto's father is sick, but he finds a way to buy his son a shovel and other gardening supplies. Tanto uses these tools every day and keeps record books of the seeds he's planted and how long each one takes to grow. He shows his biology teacher, Mr. Ken, his records. His classmates give him a nickname, Farmer. It is not a nice name. It's a name that is meant to make him feel as low as the dirt beneath his feet. But Tanto loves the dirt. He loves the texture of roots. He loves the smell of dark, wet soil. He loves...
So he must love that nickname.
Yeah, sometimes what some people can say is meant to make you feel bad, but joke's on them. It makes you feel good.
Yay. Sometimes people give me nicknames, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're good nicknames. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He loves the corn it can grow and the fufu it provides for his brothers and sisters, especially now that his father is dying. One morning, he makes himself a new school uniform. He puts big letters on the front.
What has he written?
Farmer.
Yeah.
Tanto wears the shirt to school for the rest of high school. His elder brother shakes his head.
Farmers are very poor.
His brother urges him to do well on a special upcoming exam so he can provide for his family.
If you get good marks, you can work in an office or be a police officer or a teacher.
On the day of his exams, Tanto considers his brother's advice. His father has died, and his brother is now the head of the family. Tanto fills the correct answers, the ones that will get him a good-paying office job. But before he hands in his exam, he wipes dust off his desk. Dust that reminds him how dry the land can be. His own mother and neighbors walk far to get clean water and struggle to grow enough food. He imagines himself away from them and stuck inside an office. He crosses out his answers and hands in his paper. He signs it F for farmer. His teacher returns it F for fail. His days at school are over. So the land in his village of Nkambe becomes his classroom. He spends his days and sometimes his nights digging and planting and reading and asking. Even Mr. Ken, who lives nearby, can't answer all of Farmer Tanto's questions. As he works, Farmer Tanto meets others who share his love for the land and water. One of the people he meets recognizes how important his love of farming is and provides money to send him to college. Tanto will be able to study the environment and agriculture at a local school. And finally, his classmates and teachers will praise him for talking about the weather and learning about water and playing with the soil. At college, Farmer Tanto is thirsty to learn everything he can. Although he soaks up plenty of facts and figures, clean water is still scarce. He contracts typhoid from drinking the local water. Typhoid is a terrible disease. He is so sick. He worries that he may not live long enough to graduate. For 7 years, medical doctors and local healers use their knowledge in medicines and herbs to make Farmer Tanto feel better. During his recovery, he thinks a lot about his future and the future of his fellow Cameroonians. No one should die from drinking something that is a necessity for life. Water.
You can survive 3 days without drinking water, but you'll probably get parched really quickly.
Yeah, you'll get very sick. After he's better, Farmer Tanto gets a chance to continue his studies in the United States. There, he finds out new ways to save the rain and find clean underground water and grow gardens and crops without poisoning the soil and wells. And back in Cameroon, Farmer Tanto is eager to use what he has learned. People are still getting sick because they don't have clean water. And when the dry season comes, there is hunger and drought. How can he help his people? Resources are limited, and most villages don't have tractors or motorized tillers or irrigation systems to bring water to fields. Some don't even have roads. Farmer Tanto creates a motto to help motivate himself and others. When you don't have what you want, use what you have. And while he doesn't have much, he does have people. Tanto gathers children and teenagers to join him in the fields. Some laugh at him or shake their heads, but others grab a shovel or hoe. And together they build botanical gardens and rain gardens that will hold water in the soil. These areas produce food or flowers all year long and provide green spaces to reconnect people with nature. The mayor of his home village, Nakambe, is impressed. Eventually, the mayor promises to make sure that the garden stays beautiful for years to come. By now, everyone in Northwest Cameroon is calling Tanto farmer, and they say it with pride. In the Fulani village of Akweto, Tanto learns that people are drinking from the same stream as their cattle. The water contains harmful bacteria, and many children are getting sick and dying. Tanto helps the villagers locate a clean spring, but they don't have any money for equipment and laborers to build a catchment that can hold the water. Abi yu nigir, Tanto says. It is a Limbum phrase for community, meaning unity is strength. He translates into Fulani so that everyone in the village understands. Young and old, everyone in Akweto pitches in to clear a path or carry stones. Together, they construct a catchment to capture the spring water. Before long, the entire village has crisp, clean water flowing year-round. 2 years later, a grandfather will tell Farmer Tanto that since drinking the new water, not one of his neighbors or grandchildren has gotten sick or complained of a stomach ache. One project leads to another and another. Farmer Tanto founds Save Your Future Association, a nonprofit organization to which people around the world can donate money and supplies. With local and international support, he finds a way to bring clean water to Nejon, a village suffering after a 30-year conflict. He begins a water delivery service for blind students. He hires engineers to design stairways, rollings, or ramps for villagers with physical disabilities. In places with large populations, communities build reservoirs so that in times of drought, people can get the water they need.
Yay.
Today, this is Northwest Cameroon. Sometimes wet, sometimes dry, but always very alive. Today, Farmer Tonto does not work alone. A stream of hands work to find fresh, clean water. A trickle of hope runs through many villages. And a crop of young farmers who are proud to be farmers are digging in, planting ideas, and growing a movement. And my friends, one of the things that I love about this is that you can do something too. If you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you have a goal, you can do it. Don't let anybody say no. Don't let anybody stop you. If you want to make this world a better place, don't let people laugh at you. If you want to be a farmer, mm-hmm. you go out there and do it. You be the best doggone farmer you can be, right? Mm-hmm. I thought so too. And with all that in mind, I would also like to say this is...
the end.
It is the end. Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can dance for another strike tomorrow.
We also want to encourage all of our friends to get your hands on this book and encourage authors like this that bring so much to young people who are learning, just like we are, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.